You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it's time for our regular catch-up with Visionary to hear about the work they've been doing in the sight loss sector. And today we're joined in person by Fiona Sanford and Amy Pearman from Visionary. Hi, Amy and Fiona. How are you both doing?
Hi, Amelia. We're doing good. Thank you. Lovely to be here face-to-face.
Yeah, it's lovely to see you again. So you've been doing a lot in the last couple of months, and in particular, you've been focusing on the Making Lived Experience Matter project, which is coming to its kind of conclusion at the moment. Can you tell us more about that project?
Yeah, sure. So yeah, Making Lived Experience Matter is a project that's been funded for the last 12 months or so by the Vision Foundation. And this has been a really exciting project for us to work on. And the lasting legacy from it is a series of podcasts, all of which are available on the news page of our website. So I would absolutely urge everyone to listen to these podcasts, which are talking about the experiences of a variety of people. Some of them work within the sight loss sector. So one woman is visually impaired but works outside of the sector. There's a trustee. But what this project has been about is basically raising the profile of the importance of lived experience and advocating that lived experience is an asset to be sought out within our environment and outside of it. So these people are very much talking about their own experiences. You know, they're fantastic, they're not very long, they're a really good listen, and our call to action for our Making Lived Experience Matter is that for everyone who listens to the podcasts, you share them with at least one other person. That's been a really exciting project for us to work on. We're really proud of the work that we've done there.
Yeah, it sounds really brilliant and, like you say, a great kind of bite-sized way for people to learn more about different people's experiences and how they apply it in a variety of different ways to their work.
Definitely. And the other one we've been working on, which is still ongoing but will come to an end in the first part of next year, is Travel Matters, and that project has been funded by Motability, and we're working with a research company and quite a few Visionary members from Wales, England and Scotland. What it's looking at is the impact that public transport has on people's ability to interact with others, to participate in social occasions, to pursue hobbies and interests, to go to work, all sorts of things. So it's actually looking at how it impacts on people's lives. And what we also hope to get from the project is a kind of top tips document looking at how local organisations can influence public transport providers to make their services better for local people who are so reliant on public transport to get out and about. So yeah, that's an exciting project, and we'll maybe be able to report more on that kind of around February, March next year.
Fantastic, and so important as well, as you were doing a lot of work on the railway ticket office closures, which have been now thankfully stopped.
I mean, that was an amazing campaign. It was so important for lots of our member organisations, and Amy can tell you a bit about one of our member organisations, Sight Advice South Lakes, who got their MP involved. So Amy, do you want to maybe tell the listeners a wee bit about that?
Yeah, like Fiona said, it was really a successful collective campaign, and our members, and we've seen it before when we've talked about the cost of living campaigns that we do, when we come together to campaign, the impact is really powerful. And through that joint campaigning, one of our members, as Fiona said, Sight Advice South Lakes, were able to confidently invite their local MP on site to their organisation, meet with blind and partially sighted rail users to really share the disastrous impact that those ticket office closures would have. And we were able to join them, so Visionary was there and joined them, and we were able to share stories from across the UK of what impact that would have. So that MP, and there is some footage somewhere, stood up in Parliament and referenced that local organisation and was able to talk about the huge impact in that rural community that the rail closures would have.
And on the note of helping amplify the members' voices, you had Esme's Umbrella recently on one of your peer support sessions. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the peer support and all our online sessions are all continuing alongside all of the different projects that we're doing. And as you say, we had our regular Children, Young People and Families Forum last week, and Judith Potts from Esme's Umbrella joined us to talk about specifically about Charles Bonnet syndrome with children and young people. And it was a really impactful session because members learned more about how Charles-Bonnet syndrome affects children and young people, but also how it can impact on their families and their loved ones as well. And really want the members are looking to come together to do more, to raise awareness amongst local communities around Charles-Bonnet syndrome, but also support each other when they've got children and young people that are living with Charles-Bonnet syndrome. And what we really want to do is to assist members in doing that. As you know, Esme's Umbrella is a very small organisation and campaigns and works tirelessly to raise awareness of Charles-Bonnet syndrome. And if we can support members to reach families to increase that awareness and that knowledge and that understanding and how they can learn to live with Charles-Bonnet syndrome, I think will be beneficial to all.
Yeah, absolutely. And thinking and talking about all of the brilliant work you've done this year, 2023, we're approaching 2024. What are some of your hopes for the new year and some of the things you'll be working on?
Well, I always say this, but the conference. We were already planning the 2024 conference before the 2023 one had even happened. And the feedback we've had from this year's conference in 2023 has been incredible. We've had one example today where someone said that they were told they had to come, but actually didn't want to leave at the end of the conference. And it was the best one they'd been to. So if we can really build on that even more next year, it's a big task, I think, given how amazing this year was, particularly the keynote speakers and the workshop. So that's ongoing. It's like never ends, the conference. It's always there planning the next one. And from this year's event, we've had so much that's come out of it. So we had a sports panel where we talked about all different types of accessible sport, how to fund sporting activities work. Alice Holloway from See Sport Differently joined us. And really, we've taken that further in a regular session now, an online session for members to develop that work in local communities as well. And Alice and See Sport Differently and Thomas Pocklington Trust are assisting us to do that. We're developing more work around AI. We had a really interesting workshop on AI and how to embrace it rather than be afraid of it. Lived experience, again, continues to be high priority for our work and championing lived experience across all elements of our work. And interestingly, art and the benefits of art and how that can support people, blind and partially sighted people. It was an interesting discussion, and that's going to be taken further as well with members learning from that presentation that one of our member organisations did.
Fantastic. And how can people stay up to date with all of your recent and future activities? And where's the best place for them to get in touch with Visionary?
So the best place to find out all of the information about Visionary, including the podcast from Making Lived Experience Matter, is to visit our website on www.visionary.org.uk.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much, Fiona Sandford and Amy Pearman from Visionary, for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio. And we'll look forward to catching up with you in 2024.
Thank you.